This morning we're going to look a little bit at planning. Is there a Tao for planning? And I'm going to start with a few basics that all of you here know, of course, but this also goes out on the web on our Taka page, and so we want to make sure that the terminology doesn't lose anyone. So as we know, our calendar is based on the traditional Tamil almanac called the Panchangam, but has a number of unique features that Gurudeva added to the traditional Panchangam. One of them is the concept of ratows. The traditional Panchangam has ratows, but it has six of them. Ratau means season. So in the traditional Tamil Panchangam, you have six seasons. However, Gurudeva reduced that to three seasons, or ratows. As we know, we have the Nartana Ratau, which we're in now, which is mid-April through mid-August, followed by the Jivana Ratau, mid-August through mid-December. And then we have the Moksha Ratau, which is mid-December through mid-April. So Gurudeva put strong emphasis on the ratows, and one of the reasons is he likes variety. He likes things to change. Let's not do something the same all year. Let's change. Let's have a different color to wear, different food to eat, different ideas to focus on during different times of the year. It gives a nice variety to our life. So as we mentioned a few weeks ago from the Sarvadharma Shastras, when it talks about the Nartana Ratau, the emphasis is on seeing ahead, planning for future years. To quote it, it says, "It's a time of planning retreats and other activities for youths and adults for the entire year." So that's mission planning. "During this time of looking forward, the church's six-year plan is updated by the Guru Mahasannidhanam and the stewards, and another year added." So the idea there is, if you have a six-year plan, at the end of the year, it's no longer a six-year plan, it's a five-year plan, right? 1 year is gone. So every year, to keep it a six-year plan, we have to add a new year. So that's part of the approach that Gurudeva is suggesting here. Every Nartana Ratau, make sure you add another year to your plan so you're always planned ahead for 6 years. The fact that planning was very important to Gurudeva is also pointed out in the fact that he introduces it early on in the Nandinada Sutras. It's in Sutra 9, which we also call the Four Ps. "Siva's devotees approach each enterprise with deliberate thoughtfulness and act only after careful consideration. They succeed in every undertaking by having a clear purpose, a wise plan, persistence, and push." So when it comes to planning, one of the most common examples of plans these days is what's called a business plan. So when someone starts a new business, takes over somebody's business, you have to develop a business plan. So when you have a business plan, you focus on the various departments of the business, such as production, sales, marketing, advertising, finance. And these days, everything being on the web, you can find lots of business plans on the web. So I was searching and I pulled up hundreds and hundreds of software programs that create business plans and books on business plans and so forth. So here's one of them just to give you a sample. This is from a site called Business Plan Software and Sample Business Plans. "Develop a business plan. How do you write a business plan? What does a good plan look like? Can sample plans and business plan software help? Over 50 free sample business plans, advice on writing a business plan, and other business planning. So, the percentage of people who own a business isn't that large, right? But still, business planning is all over the place. Whereas, the percentage of people that are part of a family is very, very large. Most people are part of a family. So you would think that there'd be a lot of emphasis on family planning. Not in the sense of number of children, but in the sense of developing a plan for a family, just as we develop a plan for a business. So families do need to plan, just like businesses. A new family needs a plan when it starts out. But existing families need to revise their plans periodically, and perhaps revise them in a major way. Why would you need to revise a family plan? Well, major changes are things like the children have all married and left home. You need a new plan. The family moves to a new community. You need to adjust your plans to accommodate the fact you're in a different place. There's different possibilities. The relationship between husband and wife is not as harmonious as it used to be. If there's some challenges between the spouses, it's a good time to pull out the family plan, take a look at it, and update it. Family takes on the responsibility of caring for an elderly parent. You need to revise your plan. One spouse becomes chronically ill. The husband retires. So all of these are major changes in the family, and ideally you would give a major update to your family plan in those situations. So, what would you think? The number of people that own their own business is very small as a percentage. The number of people who are part of a family is large. Therefore, wouldn't there be lots of software and lots of books on developing a family plan? I think so, right? I mean, there's a bigger need, a bigger market. There aren't any. Search on the web for family plan, developing a family plan. Look for books on family planning. Didn't find a one. Hundreds of books on business planning and not one on a family plan. So, looks like we're going to have to develop our own system for creating a family plan. However, we can learn a few things from the business plan because they're parallel in many ways. So where does a business plan start? Which means, of course, where should a family plan start? In a business plan, one of the first sections is called objectives. So here are some objectives from a typical business plan. Number one, to increase sales to $1.9 million in 1999 and $3.8 million in 2000. They want to double their sales. Well, that's pretty ambitious. Number two, to increase gross margin to 70% and net profit margin to more than 9.75%. Pretty specific. Number three, to hold personnel to one full-time person for every $250,000 in revenue. Number four, to maintain at least a 30% market share of product X. Very specific. So objectives. So other names for objectives are goals or purposes. Objectives and goals and purposes, they all mean the same thing. So as in our four P's, we start out with a clear purpose. So it's the same idea. Business plan is starting out with objectives, and Gurdeva is telling us start out with a clear purpose. So purpose, goal, objective, whatever term works best for you. So that's the first thing we can learn from a business plan is we need our objectives. Objectives for what, though? What kind of objectives do we need? So, again, looking at a business plan, they develop objectives for each department of the business. So we have production, sales, marketing, finance, various departments in a business. So we can try and figure out, well, what are the departments in life? What are the major divisions we can divide our life into in a similar way that a business divides itself up into these classic business divisions? Well, fortunately, Gurudeva has given us a model to use for dividing up the major departments of our life. It's dividing life into spiritual, social, cultural, economic, and educational departments. Five divisions, five departments of life. Each one is quite distinct. So the beauty of the concept is that if we set goals for all five of these departments of life, we'll end up with a fairly balanced life. If a family has a life that's not balanced, it's usually because the economic department of life is dominating everything else. And the other departments, spiritual, social, cultural, and even educational, are lagging. They're not given enough energy, not given enough time, because the economics aren't under control, or because economics seems so important. But for a balanced life, and a balanced life means a happy life, we need much more than just a focus on one aspect, be it economics or any one particular department of life. We need all five.